Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, thanks for tuning in to Turning Moments into Momentum podcast. This is Michael J. Roach, and I am so excited to talk to you today about this week's moment where we turn everyday ordinary experiences into great opportunities to build traction and success in your life. So this week I was hanging out on maybe Monday or Tuesday morning, and I tend to wake up kind of early, get things going in the morning, maybe somewhere around 5 o'clock, sometimes a little earlier, sometimes a little later, but really try to get things going nice and early in the morning. And it gives me a good chance to sit with myself and think and write down notes and make a plan for the day and do a little bit of work on myself and my goals, my vision, and what I'm trying to accomplish. And some days my mind is firing on all cylinders and I'm ready to go. I get a good cup of coffee and I sit down at my desk and I look at a paper and I'm just ready to start with whatever that day has to offer. I'm ready to pull out my pen and write down something that's profound and meaningful and is going to change the outcome of my life and the world's for the rest of time. And, at least that's how I feel anyway when I start in those moments. And then other days it's the paper looks a little bit more boring, a little bit more like your traditional lined paper that doesn't really have anything to say back to me, and I find myself struggling to get any sort of focus or traction. And sometimes I try to work out, or I do a little bit of stretching, or I just try to find something that I can do that gives me an opportunity to catch just a little momentum, a little bit of traction going into the day. And some days, even that just leaves me feeling stuck and like I have no good reason to be up before the sun and trying to figure out what comes next in my life. But what I want to talk about today is how you can even use those times and some situations where I've used those times where you're not catching any momentum, at least it doesn't feel like it. And you can use that to start something that will really turn your day into an opportunity for something great. So, like I said, early this week, Monday or Tuesday morning, I'm sitting there at my desk and I'm looking at this paper and it's looking back at me. And I feel like I have nothing to say, nothing to think about, and the paper's not saying anything back either, so I guess he must have been a little bit sleepy that morning. But then it ran through my head that old Star Wars saying where Yoda looks at Luke and he says, "Do or do not, there is no try." And I'm sure that everybody who's listening to this right now has probably done that in a Yoda voice, and maybe, you know, hopefully you tried right now to say that in your mind, at least in a Yoda voice with the sort of funny backward talk. And hopefully you're having a good time listening to this and doing your best Star Wars impressions right now. Maybe even pulling out a lightsaber or something in your imagination. But anyway, as I was thinking about this, I started to think to myself, man, what a profound thing to say that was hidden in a tiny green puppet with a funny voice in a movie from a long time ago. Like what a great piece of insight into life and a way to just build some confidence and momentum and progress in everything that we're doing, because it really is true that you either do or do not. That's it. There's no trying to do something. If you're trying and you're still trying and you're continuing to work on it, you're doing something right now, you're choosing something today that you're looking at and saying, you know what? I am working on making this better. You don't have to get there today. just keep going to get there. You're trying something. If you tried and you stopped trying, that means that you're the do not in that sentence. You have made a choice. As soon as you stop making that effort, as soon as you stop making choices and doing things today that might make your life a little bit better tomorrow or the next day, 6 months, 12 months, 5 years from now, if you're still making those choices, then you're still in the do camp. You don't have to get it done. It's do or do not, not done or did not. It just really struck me sitting there by myself at early in the morning, just kind of trying to think through what in the world I had to say or learn or do or figure out on that day. And all of a sudden I'm thinking about cheesy movie lines and they're resonating with me. They are striking a chord somewhere deep inside of me and reverberating through my mind and my body and reminding me that I don't have to have it all figured out. I don't have to be at the finish line to be in the do camp. As long as I keep on trying, it's not trying then it's doing. I am doing whatever that thing is. I am learning how to, I don't know, do open heart surgery, whatever the thing is that you're working on. If I don't have to have be done in order to be doing, or the other side to that is I can look at that and I can say, I am do not. How do I know I'm do not? Because I'm not trying. I've stopped taking the time and putting in the energy and working on whatever the thing is. I may be trying to lose a couple of pounds and I may have stopped trying to do anything. I may be eating junk food all day, every day, or maybe even junk food sometimes, depending on kind of where you're at. I may be trying to learn a new skill or get a promotion at work or any of those things that we do in our everyday life. And as soon as I stop trying, I make a choice, because that is what it all boils down to, is how we choose to go through life on a minute by minute, a day by day basis. Every single one of those choices is a do or a do not. There is no try. You just are or you aren't doing something. You are or you aren't working on something. And there's 1,000 excuses that we can all make, and we probably all have made, about why I'm taking a break. Why am I stopping right now? Why am I not doing this? You know, I can turn to this tomorrow. I think that's one that we all feel sometimes, is that sense of procrastination and you know, maybe it'll be okay. It's only one day. How much do I really lose if I just skip this one day? And well, the answer is you lose a day. And you know, that's time that is just impossible to get back, no matter how much we might wish it to come back. It's still in the rear view. There's nothing we can do about that. And so just the way that simple movie line just stuck with me that day and really lit something inside of me to give me that motivation to get through the rest of my week and to stay focused on, am I a do or am I a do not when it comes to whatever this thing is? I'm trying to work through this problem at work. Am I working through it? Or have I given up on it? Have I quit trying? Have I turned my attentions to other things? Because I can't solve that. You need more knowledge, experience, background, resources, whatever the thing is. You know, that's all stuff that we can come up with a rationale in our mind for why we should be in the do not camp, and we can all, you know, whine at our Yoda, so to speak, and say, I'm trying. And trying, if you really are trying, then you're in the do camp. If you're still actively trying, but I don't know how many of you have seen that movie or not, but when he says that, he says, "I'm trying." That's right after he quit, right after he stopped actually trying to do that, to move that ship. That's as soon as he stopped. That's when he made the excuse. "I'm trying. I'm trying." No, you're in the do not. That's what you are. So that little tidbit just ran through me, and it stuck with me, and it still is in my mind now, that all I can think about is how much of my time I've spent in the do not, while trying to convince myself and the people around me that I'm trying. I'm doing the best that I can, when really what I know is, now I haven't been running for 3 straight days right now. That's not the best that I can do. Never was the best that I can do. But it's that excuse that if you can use that sneaky excuse of "I'm trying," when you know full and well that you are not in fact trying, you've given up on trying. You tried, and now you're do not. And so that just was something that was just a simple moment, sitting there thinking to myself about some dumb waste of time and movies and things that had no real bearing or relevance on anything that I actually want to try and get done and accomplished in my life. And instead that turned into a moment that in that very moment, I had the opportunity to take something that was inane and meaningless and had very little value and turned it into something that pushed me through the rest of the week, that in the rest of the week, I was able to accomplish several of the things that were on my list. I was able to make great progress on my personal goals. I was able to find energy and motivation to keep working out in the morning and to keep getting up and keep doing the things that really matter to me, that push me a little step closer to what my long-term real goals are. And in that moment, I got to take something that seems like a waste of time and something foolish and something that just has nothing other than some entertainment value and turn it into something that provided great lasting value in my mind and is going to continue to resonate through my mind as a lesson that I've been able to learn from something that just didn't seem to have a lot of value, make a lot of sense, or push me forward in any way. And all of a sudden, it did. And that's something that I get so excited about, finding moments in the ordinary, the stuff that happens every single day in every single one of our lives that seems like it just passes by. It's a blip. It's unimportant. It's meaningless. And it's something that just happens so quickly and we tend to move on, that even in those moments, there's something outstanding that if we really keep our focus on what we're trying to get done, who are we? What are we trying to become, and where are we trying to get, and how can I focus all of my energy and attention on accomplishing that even in moments where time feels like it's being wasted or is being ineffective, there's something incredible that can be gained and push us to something else and something new that comes in our lives. Anyway, that's probably about enough on Star Wars for today. Thanks for hanging in there with me as I worked through that. But I think it's important to remember and remind ourselves that the human experience is not always a super clean, super linear path that makes sense from start to finish, no matter what else is going on, that sometimes there's stuff that you come across that just doesn't make sense, that you feel stuck. Sometimes you're not going to be perfectly productive, and sometimes you're going to find yourself feeling like you're wasting time, or maybe feeling down on yourself for missing an experience or for doing things in a different way or order or sequence than you thought that you were going to. And I just encourage you to take a little bit of time and cut yourself a little bit of a break and try and find the opportunities that there are to learn from the experience that you've had. Maybe you took a different path that didn't get you there in the fastest way possible, right? You were the farthest thing away from the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, and you took some winding circular road and you ended up in a bunch of different places that you never thought you'd be, and maybe you weren't sure you ever wanted to be, or maybe you got there and didn't even remember how you got to where you're at. But it's not where we go along the way. It's what we choose to do when we're there. There are things that we can control in our lives, things that we can do every day that lead us to better places. But even if we end up in a place where our mind is wandering and we're stuck on something dumb, or we find our motivation lacking, or you're slipping into those negative feelings about yourself of what am I doing here? How am I wasting this much time? Do I really have that purpose? Is there really something greater for me out there? Was I just arrogant? Was I just conceited? Is there something that I tricked myself into believing? And, you know, in those times when you're feeling the most down, the most stuck, the most lost, the most confused, are the best opportunities to remind yourself that all that it takes is one little piece of information or experience or knowledge to change everything. And it can happen one step at a time, and it doesn't have to happen in some grand way. I mean, Bible stories talk about burning bushes and all kinds of angels coming down and going to battles with torches and trumpets and all kinds of things. But there's also stories about a still small voice or coming to somebody in a dream, and whether you're religious or not, that doesn't really matter for this, but it's to point out that just because you are in a place that might feel like it's not the right place, and maybe it's not where you intended to be, that your experience is the experience for you. And all that it takes is those small steps, small choices to start to change things that really get you back to where you are. And those small things don't have to come from some big, flashy, flamboyant, or exciting experience. They can come from recalling some old movie line from something you didn't even like that much when you saw it. Or they could come from something that is really a big, deep inspiration of somebody else's interaction in your life. Or maybe you see somebody that you don't want to be. And it doesn't really matter what gets you to make those changes, as long as you start to make those changes and you begin to realize that you do have value in what you're doing. Your past doesn't determine your present, and there's always an opportunity to change your situation and turn it into something better. And that is what I encourage you to do today. Take a little bit of time, reflect on what's going on in your life, and make a choice today to make your moment a little bit better and turn it into momentum for your future. Thanks for listening to everything I had to say today. I hope that you found something valuable in there, and I hope that you are turning your moments into your momentum, taking the ordinary, turning it into something extraordinary, and creating an amazing and beautiful life for yourself and for the people around you. If you like everything or anything that I had to say today, and you're interested in hearing some more, please check out my website, shoot me a message. I've got an audiobook on there. I've got links to this podcast. I've got a little bit of my story, and I've got a contact form. Please feel free to reach out. That's at my website, michaeljroach.com. That's michaeljroach.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and I cannot wait to share another moment with you next week.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.